He's been putting the Lawrence in Lawrence since 1977. And now he's putting it in your ear holes on Rock Chalk Sports Talk once again. David Lawrence returns to Rock Chalk Sports Talk as a special guest host alongside Nick Schwert every Monday from 4 to 6 on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
With Nick Schwert, this is David Lawrence. Special thanks to Dale Willey Automotive for sponsoring on Mondays. If you want to check out great deals, great service, and consistency of doing it right for decades, go to 2800 Iowa. Check out Dale Willey for both new and used. Very pleased to bring in a champion of all kinds, NBA, NCAA, and a good friend of Rock Chalk Sports Talk, Sasha Khan. Sasha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Why don't you talk a little bit about what you're doing since stepping away from basketball after spending a great deal of your career in Russia, coming back here, winning a world championship?
I mean, the last year has been kind of weird because I had to do a surgery on my ankle, something that had to be done, and then just recovering from that, and I'm slowly still kind of recovering. So it's been a fun process, just trying to be, you know, trying to get back to just running and doing some other things that I would like to do.
So you spend, 6 years playing in Russia, you come back to the NBA, and you win a championship with Cleveland last year. What was that experience like, your first year in the NBA being one that ended with the hoisting of a trophy and a championship celebration?
It was definitely fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a great experience, and I'm glad that I came back and did a year over here, and you know, had an opportunity to be part of a really, really good team, and you know, to kind of experience all that. And it was a great experience.
How did all of that come about? Like, when you were playing in Russia, was that still something that you wanted to get accomplished? Were you thinking about wanting to get back to the NBA, and how did that thing all kind of happen?
Honestly, you know, we've always had contact with Cleveland and stuff, and it just was never a good opportunity for me to come over. And then after my last year in Russia, I said it's going to be my last year here for sure. And then, you know, Cleveland kind of decided to make a move and bring me on the team, and you know, it just all happened. Not really knowing if it was going to happen for sure or not, but I'm glad that it happened and that it all worked out that way.
Sasha Khan joining us, part of the national championship team at the University of Kansas and also part of the Cleveland World Championship team. I got to ask you this. What was the comparison in the celebration afterwards between winning an NCAA title here in Lawrence and, you know, of course, winning the World Championship in Cleveland?
I think it was very similar. You know, I think both cities are very passionate about their basketball and about, you know, about winning. And I'm just so glad that I had to experience both of them. And especially, you know, in a town like Cleveland, you know, it reminded me a lot of, you know, crazy fans and how passionate they are. And I don't know how other cities are, you know, I didn't get experience that, but I felt a lot of similarities in that way, you know, how much people love basketball, sports in general in Cleveland, how happy everybody was for their first championship. And, you know, I remember being in Lawrence, you know, how it's been so many years before we won, and, you know, how everybody was thankful and fortunate to this day. You know, when I go back, everybody's pretty thankful for what we've done that year, and it was definitely great.
What was it like sharing a locker room and being a teammate of LeBron James in your 1 year in the NBA, one of the most recognizable athletes of any sport on the planet? What was that experience like, just spending a year around him?
It was definitely great. It was, you know, I got to see what was going on kind of, you know, in the locker room and how he acted. I was very impressed with his leadership quality and how, you know, how high his basketball IQ is. And he, you know, he's a very nice guy, you know, easy to talk to. And, you know, I was very impressed to get to know him better than I've had before, and definitely spend a year with him and just kind of watching him and to see how he's doing things. And it was great. I was glad that I had that opportunity to be part of that.
Sasha Khan, part of Cleveland Cavalier World Championship team a year ago. Sasha, why don't you give us maybe some of the comparisons between the game in Russia and in the NBA? What kind of adjustments did you have to deal with, and how similar maybe the personnel is? I mean, how competitive is it getting over in Europe and Eastern Europe with the players that we have in the NBA?
I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of similarities and a lot of differences in the same way. I think, you know, in terms of talent and all that stuff, I think Europe is pretty talented, especially now with basketball growing and becoming more global. And I think that there's a lot of really good players, and we can see, you know, a lot of European guys come over here and they do well in our league and all that, you know, be able to compete at the highest level. I think one of the biggest adjustments is just obviously, you know, the game here, I think, being a little more athletic than it is over there, and just the travel amount of games that you play is definitely a lot higher here and a lot more travel compared to Europe, although Europe is changing now. And I know that last year, the EuroLeague went into a full season instead of group play, which kind of makes things a little bit different and more of an adjustment. But when I was there, you know, it was definitely different in the way that you didn't have a season. And, I mean, in EuroLeague, we didn't have a season. And every group play was very important. And, you know, you start with six teams in your group, and you got to come out of that at top four. So there was no bye games. You know, you couldn't just take a game off and, you know, expect to go to the next round. And then, you know, you have the top 16. I played two different formats. I played group of four and groups of eight, which was very different. And It's definitely different, and every game is a lot more important. And then obviously you have your Final Four system in the finals in EuroLeague, which was very different than having a series. So there's a lot of differences in that way, but it made it fun for sure.
We're speaking to Sasha Khan, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Sasha, I know you're going to be in town for the Roundball Classic later this week. What is it about this town, this community, that keeps so many guys that played with you, before you, after you, coming back to Lawrence year after year?
I think just the family atmosphere, and I think everybody is glad to be part of it. And, you know, the coaches have been so welcoming back. And, you know, I don't know how other universities are, but coach staff has been always great, and it's always fun to come back. And especially when I was in Russia, I didn't have much time to come back and, you know, enjoy some of the games or be part of whatever, some of the activities that they do. And I'm just glad that now I have more time and I can come back and do some stuff that I couldn't do before. And it's just great. It shows the magnitude of the Kansas family and how important it is and how awesome that some of those guys come back and do all those things. And, you know, especially for the good cause, like what the Roundball Classic is going to be, it's an unbelievable thing.
Sasha Khan, our guest. Sasha, we know the love that Kansas fans have around here that you'll be shown on Thursday night. But how about universally out in Russia? Did you ever hear Rock Chalk? And how about in Cleveland? How widespread is this Jayhawk love?
You know, overseas I did meet a couple of Kansas fans. I wouldn't say in Russia, but definitely traveling throughout Europe. You know, you meet some Kansas fans here and there. And I mean, Cleveland, obviously, you know, people are so crazy about basketball. So that's what they remember me by, you know, being a part of the 08 team and having all that success. And it's definitely, you know, it's up there.
Now you're not gonna be playing on Thursday. You're gonna be coaching for the blue team. But on your team, guys who you technically get to boss around, some of your former teammates. You got Darnell Jackson, Jeremy Case, Russell Robinson. What do you have in store? What are you gonna bring to the table as far as a coach is concerned?
You know, I think this is just, you know, such a fun event, and just being part of the team is great. And unfortunately, you know, I'm kind of sad that I couldn't play, you know, with my recovery and still not be able to even run. But it's going to be fun, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the guys will take care of the business, and we're just going to be there just for the show.
We look forward to seeing you, Sasha. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a part of the Roundball Classic. And, of course, once you're a Jayhawk, you're always a Jayhawk, and we appreciate the time.
Of course. Well, thank you guys for having me.
All right. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
That is Sasha Khan. I'm Nick Schwert with David Lawrence. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. You know, one thing that always stood out to me about Sasha Khan is I don't think there has ever been, at least in my lifetime, a player who comes into Kansas with a body that looks like it's ready for the NBA. That dude was just stacked from day one. It must be something in the water over there in Russia. I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Something I teased him about, you know, the language barrier always seemed to be a problem, you know, like it was for Sphi early on. But he seemed to get it figured out later on because I did a banquet where, you know, he was actually a great student athlete. And in the Scholar Athlete Awards night that I emceed, he spent a lot of time with some young female Kansas athletes, and the language barrier didn't seem to cause him a problem at all. I gave him a hard time about this, and he just kind of winked at me.
So, well, you know, when you're...
You know, that language is universal.
When you're 6'11", and you're in good shape, and you play basketball for KU, those things can kind of help you overcome whatever obstacles may be in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. The language barrier may be just kind of easier to get through when it's a cute young long jumper for the women's track team.
You know, that's the way to do it, though. You spend 6 years in Russia, you make a good living, and he had ties with David Blatt, who was the coach of the Cavaliers at the time before he got fired midseason. And David Blatt had spent a lot of time coaching in Europe, so he was familiar with Sasha Khan, and I believe Cleveland was the team who originally acquired the rights to Sasha Khan, even though they knew he was going to go play in Europe after college. And he comes over for 1 year, wins a title, hangs him up. I mean, that's the way to do it, right? And for most of these guys, they don't... Yeah, you hear people say, you know, my dream was always to play in the NBA. My dream was... Sasha Khan made millions of dollars playing basketball professionally. I don't think there's going to be any qualms about his professional basketball career. So it'll be cool to have him back. One of many 2008 national championship team members who are going to be back. The only ones not in attendance for Thursday's game are going to be Brandon Rush and
Darrell Arthur.
Darrell Arthur, that's right. Everybody else from that team is going to be either playing or coaching on Thursday.
Won't that be fun? Won't be fun. And, of course, part of the coaching staff now replacing me, Jayhawk legendary coach Ted Owens.
You don't take any offense to the fact that I called that a major upgrade, do you?
No, no.
I mean, he'd be an upgrade over
and
most.
I just called Brian on Sunday because his birthday was Saturday, I believe, right? His birthday was Saturday. Called him Sunday. It takes him less than 24 hours to fill my void.
Wow.
He is on top of it.
He's killing it, man. I think he goes into hibernation after the Round Ball Classic.
I think he needs like a whole week of Rock Chalk Round Ball Classic.
He just needs to go into his cave, shut the door behind him, and not wake up for like 7 days.
The serious question is, when does it move to a bigger venue?
I think he was very coy when we talked to him last Thursday, but I think that could potentially be in the works in years future.
No question about that. You would think a venue somewhere in between Allen Fieldhouse and Free State Gymnasium. I'm thinking something, I think they're going to upgrade volleyball, the Horish, very soon, and it's probably going to be somewhere in that 3,000 to 5,000 range. I think that would be the perfect venue.
He's David Lawrence. I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. We are not done yet, not even close. Tyshawn Taylor joins us at 5 o'clock in studio at 5:15. It'll be the Free State boys head basketball coach Sam Stroh, and I think we're still waiting to see if we're going to be talking to Mitchell Ballack coming up later on in the show. All that and more coming up in the next hour 15. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.